The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. If you've seen a student athlete, spoken to one, or maybe you're friends with one, how many times have you heard them say, "Sorry, I have practice," or "I wish I could, but I have a game"? Well, in this podcast, I, your GJ Sticks, will dive into the world of a student athlete's life through personal experience, shared stories, and a brand new perspective. Welcome back to the Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks, and on today's episode, I have another pleasure of interviewing a fellow Penguin. I'm pleased to introduce Kiani, who plays women's basketball here at Dominican. She's originally from Northern California and has been playing basketball for 12 years now and decided to continue her career at the collegiate level here at Dominican. How are you, Kiani?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. So let's kick this episode off. Let's dive into a little about yourself. What drew you to play basketball for so many years?
When I was younger, my sisters played, so I always felt like it was the right thing to do for my family, I guess. I kind of just grew up in the gym.
Okay. What would you say as a student athlete is the biggest challenge? Navigating college and your sport at the same time, finding time for your social life, or finding the time to spend with friends?
For me personally, I think the biggest challenge is separating but staying on top of school and my sport. I think it's hard to go from practice to class and then still making time to eat and get my homework done. And then obviously the social aspect comes into play with that too, because I'm always in the gym in class. And so it's kind of hard to make time for my friends and build those connections that you need, especially when you're on a new campus. So that's definitely been just a big challenge altogether as one for me, but I'm slowly figuring it out.
Now that we have a better understanding of how you've navigated being a student athlete, I wanted to get your perspective on not only being a student athlete, but being a female student athlete. As female student athletes, we face many challenges like favoritism over other sports, more specifically male student athletes. What would you say is a big challenge for female student athletes when it comes to not only coexisting with male sports, but being seen as an equal?
I think being a female athlete, the biggest struggle is really just being seen as an actual athlete. I feel like in our world, there's sayings like "you play like a girl" and stuff like that, that make it seem like us females aren't really playing a sport and can't and aren't athletic. I mean, even when talking about athletes, the only people that are ever brought up are NFL, NBA, and MLB players, and we just forget about the women's side to that. Here at Dominican, even the girls basketball team, we use the NPR room as our locker room because we're in season with the boys and they actually get the locker room, so we can't. So no matter what, being a female athlete is never equal to being a male athlete just because of the norms in our world. And then growing up, whenever I played during lunch or whatever, people would make fun of me just because I was a girl. And even during high school, our team never got as many fans as the boys team and never as much as the football team ever did. So really, there's just never been any support for me in the athletic world being a female athlete.
All right. Well, you talk about not getting a lot of support as a female athlete over the 12 years you've been playing. What kept you to keep on playing?
Growing up, my dad has always been my best friend and my right-hand man. And I definitely did struggle with continue on wanting to play and actually feeling it would matter and I actually enjoyed it. And my dad was kind of always there just to tell me that no matter what anyone says and no matter how female athletes are looked at, I'm enjoying what I'm doing and I love my sport. So he's always just kind of supported me in that way, I guess. So even though I may say we don't have support, I know that I will always have my dad, and my dad will always be there and always has been.
I think I agree with that as well. I, growing up playing both basketball and lacrosse as a female student athlete, we didn't have the biggest crowds. we were kind of our own support system in a sense, and parents were always there to have our backs and essentially be our student section all the time. So I agree with that. But now transitioning into quality, what do you think plays a big role in the inequality of men's and women's sports? I know for lacrosse, women's and men's lacrosse is a completely different sport. We have same length sticks. We have less gear on. It's more of a finesse sport than a physical sport compared to the men's side, because they get to essentially tackle them each other in their games. But I know behind the history of lacrosse, there was always the concern of, well, women are meant to breed children and cook for the men in the kitchen and care for the household. Yeah, what would you say plays a big role in that kind of inequality?
I think society has just made this bubble for men being the athletes and women being the stay-at-home moms and nurses and stuff like that. And I think this kind of just caused this like big decrease in attendance to women's sports, just because naturally everyone has this overall thought that women just aren't going to be capable of playing like men can, which is why we see such a big pay gap between like men and women's professional sports.
I agree with that whole statement. But kind of going back to earlier about not feeling supported enough, did you ever feel a sense of discouragement, even having your dad in your corner to support you through your sport? Did you ever feel you wanted to stop? Because I know for myself, playing for so many years, there was always that kind of doubt in the back of my mind, like, are you cut out for this? Are you good enough to play this sport? Because you didn't get not necessarily enough praise, but not enough, I guess, validation in a way. Yes, I had my parents in my corner and they were always there to support me, but sometimes it wasn't enough. And I tried to find that within my teammates or friends to come out and support my games and just my sport as a whole. But yeah, did you ever feel that kind of discouragement?
I mean, yeah, definitely. For me, there was a few discouragements every once in a while, I guess, that kind of reoccurred. I think I started to do those like same thing as you and rely on my friends and family members that weren't just my dad, kind of just to feel that acceptance. And then like during high school, I really started playing well and kind of got it together. And people started to come out frequently, which kind of made it feel like there was a chance for female athletes to like actually be accepted and made me feel more accepted in like the world. So it kind of just pushed me to keep playing and see if maybe there was a step to make it equal in the athletic world.
All right. Well, going off of what I said earlier about self-doubt, that brings in the mental aspect of being a female student athlete. How do you respond to this kind of inequality when it comes to supporting female student athletes?
I think for me, I just want to play better than the boys and have better records than the boys, just to prove that like us girls can play too, and even sometimes better, just to get people to be like, oh, maybe we should go watch them, like especially if we're winning. I think for most people, when they see a team doing well, they just feel the need to go to the games. So like for me, I take it as like a big challenge on the court to just play my heart out and like get the attention that us female athletes deserve at the end of the day.
I think I agree with you in the sense that female athletes don't get enough attention and we deserve more attention. And at the end of the day, it's honestly just ourselves and our teammates like playing for one another. And we're not just playing like for ourselves, we're playing for our futures if we want to play at the collegiate level. I know I felt discouraged from time to time when I looked out in the crowds and all I saw were my parents. But honestly, at the end of the day, I knew my end goal, which was playing at the collegiate level, and not having fans in the crowds or having fans like in the bleachers honestly kind of helped, because I didn't have extra pressure on me and other opposing team crowds like chirping at me or yelling at me to do something like or mess up. But for any, I think for any student or female student athlete, if they do ever feel discouraged, just think of your end goal. Where do you want to get? Because you may not have the support you want, but you have the support you need through your teammates, your coaches, and your parents. And at the end of the day, they will always be there for you to reach that end goal. All right. Well, as a female student athlete, would you say the culture around accepting female student athletes or female athletes into the sport world is changing?
I think it definitely is changing, but not a whole lot and not anywhere near where it needs to be. I think people are talking more about it for sure, but there's no one really that's like putting their foot down and doing anything about it or actually making a change. I mean, like just last year, our March Madness girls had a like whole situation about being terribly mistreated compared to the boys in every aspect, like on and off the court. And I think like we all saw everywhere, and like especially on like social websites and everything, and all the tournament did was like reach out to the girls and just apologize and move on. So clearly like things aren't changing like they should be.
I think I know what you're talking about. Sedona Prince posted a video about how or what meals they were being fed and their weight room, which was crazy because the men's basketball teams in the tournament got an entire weight room, like barbells and benches and every kind of weight you could imagine, while the girls literally, and when I mean literally, I mean like the smallest little weight rack, and the biggest weight was like 20 pounds. That was crazy. So she definitely used her platform for better and exposed the mistreatment that they got, and even the meals that they got. The guys would get long tables full of every kind of meal they could imagine, every kind of food group, while the girls got a paper bag with heated up like produce food, which was insane. So I agree with that in a sense. But do you think female athletes in pro sport level are doing all they can to change the view society has on female athletes?
I think on the female side of that, definitely. But honestly, it's like not going to change more until we hear like our professional male athletes talk about it and step out and like actually do something about it. I think me personally, I always looked up to Kobe because he was one of the only professional male athletes that like truly would bring up the women's side and always supported the women's side and just like always had something to say and was like putting money into changing it and trying to help the girls. But now that he's gone, we see a lot less of that, especially within like the professional players that we look up to and idolize so much in our world. Which definitely sucks, but like until that happens and until we have more people in our world like that, I don't think our society is going to change a whole lot about what they have to say like about us like female athletes. So that would definitely make a huge difference.
Lastly, to kind of end this episode off, what is a piece of advice you would give to young female student athletes when they face this kind of inequality and feel discouraged or feel they want to stop playing?
Honestly, I think I would just say to always keep your head up and just use it to push yourself to be even better than the platform our world puts these male athletes on, and kind of just to use that to exceed as a female athlete and just as an athlete overall. I think for me, that's like what has always kept me wanting to go and get better each and every day, especially on the court. I feel that there's always going to be times that you feel you should stop playing and it kind of is hard, but you just can't give up and you just got to find it in your heart and realize you aren't doing this for the doubters. You're doing it to honestly prove them wrong, and you're like especially doing it for like all the other female athletes in the world.
All right. Well, I think that was a high note to end on to end this podcast. This is my final episode. Thank you, Keani, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And I'll just catch you guys next time. Thanks for listening.